Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Ask and you shall receive. Look at that. Full phone lines. Now, when the line clears after we take one call, that means a line call 404-726-0929 and get on hold and get your question in as well. We'll start with Cam, who's driving a FedEx truck. What's up, Cam?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. This question is for, I don't know who does the intro music. I think that's Abe or Bo.
Yeah.
I don't know who does that, but I just want to know, can you please bring back that Bun B Still Not A Player intro? I used to look forward to that every morning. It used to help me get through my day. It's just the 1 o'clock woo and that Bun B. I just want to know, can we bring it back? That's it.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, thanks, Cam.
Thanks, Cam.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I mean, one thing about me, I love giving out shout outs.
Yes.
And I love taking requests.
Yes.
Old school radio.
There we go.
That's the whole reason to do radio in the first place. Request line, shout outs.
I'm on the request line.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Quiet Storm.
And that was Luther Vandross. we're going into the late hours of 1 o'clock.
Oh, it's incredible.
Light them incense.
So, yeah, we'll get that back in the
and
mix,
we'll
Cam.
We'll take you the rest of the way.
Cam didn't have a question. Well, I guess that was a question.
Yeah,
you put it back on?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Calvin is in his car. Hey, Calvin.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today, man? First time call. I've been listening to y'all since I moved down here about 4 years ago.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And I really appreciate y'all, man. I like y'all's synergy. Randy, I thought you was the voice from Cyborg when I first came down here. I had looked it up to see if you was the voice of Cyborg or Teen Titans, man.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Are you?
But yes. My, hey,
you are? Hi. Oh.
Go ahead.
You funny, man. But yeah, listen, since the NFL has gone to 17 games now, I don't think it's right that some of those records that they have should be asterisked. So, because you got 17 games right. Where you had Jim Brown and them running 14 games with 1,300 yards, 1,400 yards. So, my question is, what Hall of Fame record would you asterisk in today's time?
I can't. Oh man, appreciate the call. I can't ever do that. I don't know why I can't put myself in that mind space to do that.
Yo, I don't think you have to. It's okay to just mention that this happened in 14 games or this happened in 17 games or whatever. I don't think you need to have an asterisk on
because
it.
Because I'm like, that's like the whole, like,
asterisk makes it sound like you're trying to degrade it.
Exactly. And I don't want to do that because the thing with the whole Barry Bonds thing, like, and don't get me wrong, I love Mr. Aaron. Love me some Mr. Hank Aaron. But he's not the home run king.
Yeah, Barry Bonds hit more home runs than him.
Barry Bonds hit home runs than him. I know we're here in Atlanta, and I get it and all those other things. But no, Barry Bonds has the record for those home runs. He's the home run king.
He hit more home runs than him.
More
it's
home
not
runs.
Debatable.
Yeah.
Baseball screwed up way back in the 60s when they put the asterisk next to Roger Maris's home run.
Why?
Because he played more games
exactly.
than Babe Ruth did.
Exactly.
But everybody knows that, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing about all of these Hall of Fames and records and stuff is, like, okay, like, why don't we just do the work of mentioning the fact that he played this many games and he played this many games and he played that many games.
Yes.
It's not that hard to do that. And I just think an asterisk oftentimes is, at least for me, like I view it as an intent to discredit.
Because it's what it is.
Yeah. And I don't want to discredit anybody's,
yeah, that's what it is.
Anybody's records or anything like that. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
You know, everybody got an uncle named Leon. It's always followed by he stopped the train with a slingshot, or he killed a Rottweiler or a pit bull with his bare hands. You know what I'm saying? And Randy, I know your teammate from Seattle probably definitely had an uncle named Leon.
Yeah.
That being said, when you brought up that clip back in the day, it reminded me of when I was young and broke and MD 2020 and Cisco and Sprite with my bougie drink.
Yeah.
What are you guys ashamed to say that you drank you would never touch again?
Oh, my. I could tell you off the top. All right. And that's probably why I don't drink that kind of stuff anymore. But we used to smash them damn Smirnoff Ices, man.
Mm.
I'm talking about smash, and I feel like
that's big of you to admit.
I feel so soft.
Yeah.
But I drank something soft.
Because that's like early seltzer.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel so softer than this. Because I remember me and my brother Tobias, we were up in Athens. It was my freshman year, and he came up, and we were hanging out. And some of my teammates, I'm not going to say the name, was drinking this drink called Hoots. And it was like a margarita-type like mixed drink or whatever.
Okay.
Knocking them back. Those were the softer side of it.
Yeah, those are the days when we needed the alcohol to taste good.
Yes.
We were young.
The softer side of Randy.
We had young, soft taste buds.
Yes. Now
we were all there. Everybody did it.
But see,
everybody did it.
But now, don't bring it nowhere near me.
Of course.
Yeah, don't bring it nowhere near me. But yeah,
taste buds have hardened.
Yeah, I drink Smirnoff Ice.
Everybody, we drink Malibu rum. Just the softest thing you could drink.
When I was first starting drinking, all I would do was just take like shots of vodka. I was, though, with Boone's Farm.
Oh, jeez. No, that's not soft at all.
The damn guy.
Well, it's fruity.
No, that's, I'm saying, though, like you chased with alcohol.
Oh,
like,
well, I still do that.
You're going for it.
I like chase shots of whiskey with like a whiskey and Coke.
That's pretty savage, man.
It's like you got a damn problem.
Well, I went to a Wild Turkey 101 phase.
Oh, yeah.
Shot to that. Chased with Turk 101 and Coke. I called that the blackout delight.
Yeah. Again, you were after it.
Yeah. One thing only.
Still am.
You still drinking like that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, no, Abe doesn't drink often, but when Abe drinks, he goes for it.
Yeah.
The thing I'm embarrassed about, though, is Carlo Rossi wine. Is the little jugs with the little handle on it. And the only reason we drank it, because it was $5.99 for a lot of it, but because E40 rapped about it.
Yes.
So we were like, all right, let's drink that. That's embarrassing.
Yes.
To be that influenced by someone whose music you like. All right. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hello, Adam.
Hey, when you think Mr. AA Alex Antopoulos gets tired of working at the dollar store, you think he's going to move on to like the Bentley dealership at some point when he gets an open checkbook?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. You know, there's only so many of those jobs.
Yeah.
And as much as the Braves definitely work with a budget, they're still top, what, 8 payroll in baseball. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're talking about the Pirates. The Pirates are the dollar store.
Yes. I think it's probably more or less because of the guys you lost because of that paying.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like, we talk about this with managers all the time. Like, when's the last time you can think of a general manager? And he's the president of baseball operations. Maybe it's Theo Epstein is the example from the Red Sox to the Cubs. But it doesn't happen that much when front office guys go from one team to another.
Yeah. Andrew Friedman went from the Rays to the Dodgers.
Okay, that's a great example. But again, that's kind of that's the dollar store versus the Bentley.
Well, you got to remember, at the top, the Rays they went to the 08 World Series.
Right, but still at bargain basement prices.
Agreed.
So to be able to do it, yeah. I don't know. I know that they're not playing very well right now, so I get the reactions that everyone has, but like, the Braves are a really good organization.
Yes, they are.
It's a really good organization. It's a really good place to work. So I don't know. I think Alex Anthopoulos is probably going to be there until they fire him, because that's what happens usually.
Yeah.
You get fired.
You get fired.
You get fired more than you get a promotion to a different team. Scott's in Ellijay. Hey, Scott.
Guys, how you doing? I know you got a lot of people tell you this all the time, but you guys got the best show on radio, and I really think of keeping it light and funny and still talk a lot of sports.
Thank you, Scott.
The reason is because, and I follow baseball a lot more than I follow football, but I know that you guys have been pretty down on Cousins, and I get it, but my question is this. What gives us the thought that Penix is going to do so much better than the guy that was in a couple years ago that everybody thought was going to do good, and then he did? I'm going to just sign off and let you guys answer, okay, and listen to you on the radio. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate, thank you, Scott. Thanks for listening.
The reason we think that Michael Penix is going to be better than Desmond Ridder.
And I think that's who he's talking about, right?
Because Michael Penix was the number 8 overall pick, mm-hmm. and Desmond was the 3rd rounder, mm-hmm. that statistics and studies show. And Andy, you taught me this phrase: if you can do it, if you can count how many do it on your hands, that means it's anomaly.
Not very many
it's
of
not
them.
Not very many. Not very many. It's not very many.
The other reason is because
Michael Penix is better.
Yeah, we watched him.
We watched him. We got both of them.
And I know at the end of that year, Desmond started 4 games and or something, and he didn't throw any interceptions. If you have the time, you might not have the time, so we'll just summarize it for you. Go back and look at it. They weren't letting him do anything.
Letting him nothing.
He wasn't letting him do anything.
No.
And the reason why we found out later is because he couldn't.
Yeah.
Now, they told us all offseason that he could.
They were hoping that he grew into something in the offseason that he didn't.
Arthur Smith was very sure that he could make anything work at quarterback. The worst thing that ever Smith was winning football games with Ryan Tannehill.
Uno, dude.
Then he was like, I could do it with anybody.
Because that is what's always brought up when you say Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
Ryan damn Tannehill.
Yeah, and he did, and so he was like,
Ryan Tannehill was the number 8 overall pick by the Dolphins.
He was.
Ryan Tannehill had decent years with Miami.
Yeah, and physical tools
and
that some of these guys. And, most importantly, he had Derrick Henry in his prime to hand it to. So
here, Derrick.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here's a, let's just hand it to that guy. All right. All right, Larry. Larry's in the truck. What's up, Larry? Larry's busy.
Damn it, Larry.
Because Larry drives the truck.
Get your daggone phone fit, Larry.
It's all right.
Get the reception right.
How about Rich, who's in Alpharetta? Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas?
Hello, Rich.
I appreciate y'all being honest about the Smirnoff and the Wassey.
Gotta be honest, man.
I got a little question. So my little brother, 18, my cousin, 23, and they going through this phase right now where they don't know what to do with themselves. So I'm telling them, man, go to trade school and do this electrician thing. You know, you come out right in life.
Very smart.
So I got a homie. He's 28 now. His mom used to give him hell for not going to college. Both his sister went to college. Now he's making $150K a year. Both his sisters struggling. Now he just laughs every time he come around him. I remember back in the day, it was a point where they used to kind of had trade schools and welding, mechanic in high school where you could get into a little trade.
Right. Yeah.
What happened to that? Like, why don't they force or they push the trade no more? It's all about college, to where certain jobs you need it, but why aren't they big on trades anymore? Like, that's a bad thing or something.
I know, they scammed us.
Because nobody wants to do it, or everybody wants to be scammers.
Yeah, they tricked us and told us that if we
went to college
for 4 years, okay, it's going to cost $140,000. Yes. That's okay. The loan, you'll pay it off.
Yes.
You're going to make that easy
after
you get this bachelor's degree from Western Washington University.
It's all going to get paid back.
Yeah, you're going to be a millionaire, basically, because you get that. But isn't everyone going to get it? No. But you're going to get it, too. Yeah, I don't know. They scammed us. They tricked us, man. I wouldn't think to say there's nothing wrong with getting a trade is the wrong way to put it. There's a lot right with it. That's such a good route to go. My brother, who's older than your brothers, is planning to move here in November, and that's his game plan, is to get involved in electrician's apprenticeship program and get into that field because, there's certain things that are just never going to go away. And
people kind of need those things.
People need those services. That's right. People need those services. And we went through this era of – it was almost like a stigmatization of – blue collar work, like people look down on it or something. Like if you made a buck using your body, there's something wrong with that, which is crazy.
There's nothing wrong with
that. I don't mean, you know what I mean? Not that part of your body, but there's nothing wrong with that either. But no, I mean, people need their HVAC serviced. People need their electrical systems in their houses worked on. People need plumbing done, and that's always going to be like that. I got a lot of friends with English degrees that wish they were plumbers. I'll tell you that. Do we have time for one more? No? Abe said no.
And he's a stickler for the clock.
Oh, he is. So, yes. But it's not time to go to takeaways of the day yet.
What do you think?
I wish I knew plumbing better.
Why?
I don't know. Just
no. Not saying that nothing's wrong with that. I'm like you sound like you're missing out on something.
Well, I just don't know how to do it.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Oh.
And we got a good plumber that we use. He's an awesome dude. I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to be able to install a so P-trap or something like that.
Yeah, I told the neighbor across the street from my house. Like that's the one that when the tree fell down, he brought out the. So there, I don't know if you can remember. There's this big ass oak in his middle, in his front yard.
I do. That's a nice tree.
He's cutting it down.
Oh, why?
Because it was. He showed me the bottom of the.
Is it? But is
Andy,
it sick?
Yeah. That but sucks. His ass got a big old tractor out there driving it himself. And so he's like, "Yeah, the guy's about to come over, and we're gonna take it down. Then I'm gonna take it to my shop around the corner, and then I'm just gonna, you know, crush it up or something." I was like. Yo, country ass.
That's great.
His country ass.
We took down a dogwood in our backyard a couple of years ago because it was sick too.
Right.
My dad's made all kinds. He made Jack a baseball bat out of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
We've made like candle holders out of it and stuff that.
So I'm going to ask him if I can cut some of that wood.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, David, baby.
There we go. Now it's time to get the takeaways of the day.
Damn it.
There it is.
Oh, boy. I don't know the hell I'm at. Anyways, the Braves, they need a bunk special.
They do.
Yeah.
We love a white Leon.
Yeah.
Like, we're just a big fan of a white Leon.
Yes.
The Braves like leaking. Randy likes the fact that the glare exists.
Yes.
And we thought Freddy Gonzalez was a double D guy.
Nope. Just 1D.
Just 1D.
1D is still a lot. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. Have a great rest of your Thursday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.